Hope you're ready for more. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We are studying 1 Corinthians together. Welcome back. If you have been wondering how to access these episodes, go to livingwithpower.org/morningminutes. And we are now in episode 8, and we're going to focus on 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 13. Our study is called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. I hope you are listening up, not just with your ears, but with your heart. I am praying that you are. Today's teaching I've called Your God-Given Advantage. Let me read you verses 10 through 13 of chapter 2. These things, remember yesterday we talked about the things we must pass on? These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. He has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. You have a God-given advantage. And until you understand it and see it, you will not use it. And so let us pay attention to it today. Here it is. Number one, your greatest God-given advantage is His Spirit alive in you. The moment you receive Jesus, His Spirit comes to live in you. Now, if you are not living in a way that is honoring to the Lord right now, that might bother you. You might be like, nah, not me. Listen, He is, for better or for worse, the minute you surrendered your life to Jesus, maybe you did that 20 years ago and your life is nothing today like it used to be, the Spirit of God is in you. You might be grieving Him, but He's in you. He doesn't leave you. Or maybe you are trying to honor Him and you're aware of Him. Be encouraged, man. The greatest God-given advantage is His Spirit alive in you. He's not dead in you. He's alive in you. And Paul is bringing their attention to the fact that all of these things we see and know and understand through God's Spirit in us. His Spirit is alive and at work in us. He's given us the desire to will and to do of His good pleasure. His Spirit works out His purposes for us. His Spirit takes us deeper into fellowship and knowledge of God. Maybe you're wondering, man, I want to know God. I don't know how to know Him. You don't have to worry about it. You position yourself in a way to know Him, and He will work these things out. You're not doing this alone. This is why this is an advantage, because God is with you, and He's in you, and His Spirit is at work in you. In John chapter 17-ish, a couple chapters, we see the prayer of Jesus. And if you want to get into the heart of Jesus for us, go to John 17, the high priestly prayer, where Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit, talks about His heart's desire for us, and you will see how this plays out. It is pretty awesome, a great passage to meditate on today. So, your greatest God-given advantage is His Spirit alive in you. Number two, your greatest security rests in being fully known and fully loved by God. All right? This verse 11, for who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person who is in him? It might be scary at first. I remember being a kid and, I don't know, doing things that I didn't want anybody to know and always like feeling guilty about, oh, God sees everything. It did not bring me encouragement to know that God sees me. You know what I mean? And now as an adult, I think I see the value of it. We're never alone. God sees you. He knows you. Instead of letting that bring shame upon your life, first of all, let it not bring shame. Let it bring conviction. If you're sinning and thinking that nobody sees that sin, confess it. Let the Spirit shed His light on you to confession. But the greatest security is in knowing what the psalmist wrote about in Psalm 139, where he says, even if you make your bed in hell, He's there. He knows your thoughts before you say them. Before a word comes out of your mouth, He knows it. And here's what he's saying again. He knows you. He knows you. You are fully known and fully loved. He doesn't just know you. You are fully known and fully loved. The Spirit of God knows you so well and still loves you so much. The Spirit of God sets you apart from the spirit of this world. Again, Paul's writing to a church that has forgotten that. Paul's writing to a church that has become like the world. They don't see the power that they have, that God-given advantage that the Spirit is in them, that they don't have to be like everybody else. So we are different because Christ is in us. His Spirit is alive in us. So this is the greatest security rests in being fully known and fully loved by God. Number three, your greatest source of understanding is your God-given teacher, the Holy Spirit. We impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit. That's what John 17 talks about. Jesus says that He's bringing us a teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He teaches us practically. He teaches us in His Word. He teaches us through experiences in our life. He is the best teacher you will ever have. It is impossible, by the way, to understand God's ways without God himself. And so the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is part of the Trinity. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. That is why Jesus says, it is a good thing that I go away. If I do not go away, the Spirit of God doesn't come to live in you. So back in the Old Testament, they had to carry the ark, and you saw the presence of God in front of them, near them. But here in the New Testament, it became personal. Now the Spirit of God lives in us. And it is impossible to comprehend these spiritual truths using worldly principles and values. You know, sometimes I even think about these things and I think, it almost sounds absurd until you think of it in the light of who God is and his perfect plan of salvation. The gospel is good news. Listen, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know him. I hope you love him. I hope you appreciate all that he's done for you. Have an awesome day. Know that I'm praying for you. If you want to send me specific prayer requests, send it to Lena@livingwithpower.org, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.